بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Tonight inshallah we continue with the topic on the stories of the prophets and messengers and the benefits and the durus and the lessons that we as believers in them we need to attain and reflect upon. Last night we finished the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and inshallah tonight we'll move to the story of Lut, Lut alayhi salam. Prophet Lut alayhi salam, his story is in continuation to that of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was one of the students of Ibrahim, and he learned from Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was like his son. His prophethood started at the time of prophethood of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was sent to the towns of Sodom. Write that down, we put it earlier, in Palestine, which is close to the Dead Sea area. And they used to commit, yes, this is it, Sodom, S-O-D-O-M, and they used to worship others besides Allah, so they committed shirk. And not only that, but they used to have sexual relations between men amongst them. And so they were the first in history to have this illegal form of relationship. None preceded them on this one. None really preceded them to this filthy relationship. So Nuh alayhi salam called the people of Sodom to worship none but Allah and warn them from this evil conduct of theirs. They didn't increase except in more wickedness and more transgression. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to destroy them, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to destroy them, He sent them the angels. And those angels, as we know, they came to Ibrahim, and they were their guests, as we discussed this matter last night. And they told him, they informed him that they are going to Palestine, to the city of Lut, in order to bring upon them the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim started talking with them, and he said, well, there is Lut there. There is Lut there. إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا. This was the thing that you heard on the recitation from Surah Al-Ankabut, which is chapter 29, and they said, he told them, "Inna fiha lutan," meaning there in that town, in these towns, there is Lut. And they told him, "We knew better who is there. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We will verily save him, save Lut, and his family, except his wife. She will be of those who remain behind, because she will be destroyed along with those who will be destroyed from her folk." And they admonished him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا, as in Surah Hud, verse 11. These angels, in chapter 11, they admonished Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And when our messengers came to Lut, Allah says in chapter 11, verse 74, فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعُ وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. Then when the fear had gone away from the mind of Ibrahim, and the glad tidings had reached him of having children, he began from Sarah. You know, Sarah was barren, and she was old. And the angels also gave him the glad tidings about having from Sarah, and from Sarah he had Ishaq. Then when the fear had gone away from the mind of Ibrahim and the glad tidings had reached him, he began to plead with us, with the messengers, meaning for the people of Lut. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيبٌ. Verily Ibrahim was without doubt forbearing, used to invoking Allah with humility and was repentant to Allah all the time again and again. Though they admonished him by saying, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُعَارِضْ عَنْ هَذَا. Oh Ibrahim, forsake this. Forsake their matter, because the punishment is already decreed. Indeed, the commandment of your Lord, إِنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. Indeed, the commandment of your Lord has gone forth. Verily, there will come a torment for them which cannot be turned back. Which cannot be turned back. So when the angels went to Lot, they came as guests in human form. They came as guests in human form. And Allah speaks about this in Surah Hud of their matter when they came to Lut alayhi salam, as in 11 and when our messengers وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا فِي أَبِهِمْ. And when our messengers came to Lut, he was grieved on account of them and felt himself straitened for them. وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا وَقَالَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ. And he said, this is a distressful day. Why did we say that? Lest the town people should approach them to commit sodomy with them. Commit sodomy with them. And he said, this is really a distressful day. Yes, Brother Abu Maher, how can I invite you? Yeah, I'll invite you. Okay. Can one invite someone from the PM? So, when they came, when the angel came in the form of humans, and he was worried, Lut, Prophet Lut was worried about, you know, his town people were very wicked, and he was worried that they would approach the angels to commit sodomy with them. The name, the meaning of Lut in Arabic is not, I don't know really what does it really mean. This is his name, as you know, but I'm not really sure as to what it really means in Arabic. So, exactly, the thing that Lut feared exactly took place. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ. Allah speaks about what happened. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Brother Abu Maher. And his people came rushing towards him. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And since aforetime they used to commit crimes and sodomy, he said, oh my people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ. Look how he approached their fitna. He said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ. Please be careful as to what he said. He said, oh my people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you. Purer for you, meaning that if you marry them lawfully, because they have no right to his daughters. This is in the case, the same case as with the Prophet Sulaiman, with Solomon. May Allah salah and salam be upon him. When the two women who disputed as to the child, to whom the child belongs to any one of them, they disputed this case. They came for a decree from Sulaiman. And Sulaiman said, bring me a knife and I will cut the child between both of you. Of course, this would not take place. Similarly, the case with the situation with Lut alayhi salam, when he said, these are my daughters, they are purer for you, so fear Allah. Fear Allah and disgrace me not with regard to my guests. He has these guests, so don't make me disgraceful before them. Then he said, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Is there not among you a single right-minded man, so that he can even get help from, in order to say something or to dissuade them from doing this? And we will talk about the benefits, inshallah, from this saying of Lut. There is a benefit which we'll leave it to the deduction of the benefits at the end. And that's why he told his people, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. That's why his people told and responded by saying, قالوا لقد علمت ما لنا في بناتك من حق وإنك لا تعلم ما نريد. They said, surely you know that we have neither any desire nor need of your daughters, And indeed, you know well what we want. You know well what we want. So the matter really intensified as with respect to Lut. And then he said, قَالَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةً. He said, would that I had strength, meaning men, to overpower you. أَوْ آوِي إِلَى رُكْنٍ شَدِيدٍ. Or that I could betake myself to some powerful support to resist you. To resist you. So, in that case, if I would have these things, I would have resisted your temptations. Especially when he saw that they were really adamant about their wicked desire in his guests. So, they increased in their intensified efforts. Then, at this moment, the angels told him, of his matter and why, of their matter and why they are coming there and that they are sent to destroy. So one of the angels, one of the angels shut the door that they were, thinking to use in order to come to Lut. And, in this regard, the beginning of the punishment began. And they said, the angels, قالوا يا لوط إن رسل ربك لن يصلوا إليك. They, the messengers, said, O Lut, verily we are the messengers from your Lord, they shall not reach you. They shall not reach you. So they ordered him to travel now, at the beginning of the night, to travel with his family, and so that he will be saved from the punishment that will be inflicted on the city of Sodom and these people. So they traveled, they told him, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطَعٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. So travel with your family in a part of the night. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ. And let not any of you look back. But your wife will remain behind. Verily the punishment which will afflict them will afflict them, it will afflict her also. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحُ. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أليس الصبح بقريب؟ Indeed, morning is their appointed time. Is not the morning really near? Surely it is. What happened? فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنضُودٍ. So when our commandment came, we turned the towns of Sodom in Palestine upside down and rained on them stones of baked clay in a well-arranged manner, one after the other. Marked from your Lord these stones, and they are not even far from the polytheists, the evil doers. And this was the destruction of the people of Lut who committed sodomy. From this story, we know that this action of sodomy is an evil and a very wicked action, and that it deserves severe punishment. And anyone who is inflicted with this kind of action, everything that is beautiful will turn ugly to him, meaning that he will really, from now on, be much associated with filth rather than with goodness. And this is a matter experienced by these people. So, and this really shows you the deviated morality that these people have. And from this also we learn that it is permissible to make what is called ta'rid, and I will discuss it, and this is a useful matter. And it means indirect reference. This is a permissible matter, it's called ta'rid, in which the person with the intended meaning that is used in the phrase, it's intended for something to bring a benefit or to save from any harm, while addressing the other person using certain words that could have double meaning. Using certain words that could have double meaning. So in this case, you would insinuate to the listener that this is what this is the meaning, but you intend another meaning. And the objective of this usage is to, again, to bring a benefit or to save from any harm. And this is permissible. Yes, this is permissible. And the evidence in this is in the saying, for example, of Ibrahim in Surah As-Saffat, when his people went out, the pagans went out for, you know, the gathering of their celebration, he casted a look at the stars and he said, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling sick and tired. So this is one case. And this case with Lot, when he told them, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي, these are my daughters, هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ, they are more purified for you, meaning to have legal relation with them, you know, asking for them in a legal way. And he is intending to shun off their harm in regard of his guests. But I want to caution you also, having said this, there is an incident also when we mentioned this earlier in one talk, when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina. As you all know, he was chased by the mushriks, by the pagan Arabs, to be killed. So on his way out, a Bedouin saw him with Abu Bakr, and he came and he asked the Prophet ﷺ, "Where are you from?" The Bedouin said, "Where are you from?" The Prophet ﷺ answered, and this is the meaning of ta'reed, you will see it vivid in his answer, "I am from water. I am from ma'." And ma' means water, being created from water. So had he told him, the Prophet ﷺ doesn't want to tell this Bedouin of where they really came from. If he would have told him that they came from Mecca, you know, the Meccan pagans are chasing. They will come and perhaps meet this Bedouin, and they will know therefore of them, and that will be very harmful upon the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. So he said, "I am from Ma," and Ma in Arabic, you know what it means? It means water, meaning originally from water, as a creation from the offspring of Adam, and from semen discharges. So again, this has to be limited for certain usage to bring forth a benefit or turn away harm. And this is not a carte blanche for people to use on everything without these conditions, because it will lead to a manner whereby it will be the norm for this person, and therefore it will develop into lying. You know, it will be a manner that will develop into lying, and therefore that's where, you know, it has been conditioned. If it becomes a norm, but under certain circumstances, as you see, it is permitted. The two conditions is to, in case of danger, to, and the case is to bring benefit. The purpose is these conditions go hand in hand. To bring forth a certain benefit, or to repel a certain harm or danger. And as you see in the case of Ibrahim here, and in the case of Lot, these conditions were manifested, or both were requested. Now, also there is a description of the man who is known as Rashid, the person who has right mind. This person, anyone who is qualified with this, you know, with this quality of having a right mind, normally is sought at times of difficulties, at times of fitan, and so forth. That's why he who said, "Alaysa minkum rajulun rashid," to command what is right and to forbid the evil of people. "Alaysa minkum rajulun rashid," isn't there any one of you who is rashid, meaning one who is rightly or with a right mind, or rightly minded, that's a Rashid. And also from this we know that there is, you know, the motivation to find. So from this we know that there is a need to have helpers on good, in matters of good, and to turn away evil. Even though this helper, quote unquote, could be from, you know, could be wicked himself. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَيِّدُ الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give help to the deen or to his deen by a wicked man. By a wicked man. Or by some people with no morality. That's why Hud said in chapter 11, Lut in chapter 11 verse 80. That's what he said. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Bilal. He said, قال لو أن لي بي ولو أن لي بكم قوة أو آوي إلى ركن شديد. With that I had strength, meaning men to overpower you, or that I could betake myself to some powerful support to resist you. Yes, the topic is up there, the way of the prophets, and we're talking about Prophet Lut, the story of Prophet Lut and the lessons that the Muslim learns from this story. So this is the topic. Now, and we all know that the prophets of Allah were sent amongst their honorable nations, and from that they used to get aid from their nations and from some of their people, you know, from their own tribes, in order to defend themselves and also to have the ability to make the da'wah. Consider, for example, the case of Shu'aib. We read in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Shu'aib, as in chapter 11 verse 91. So look for the case of Shu'aib, for example. You can't hear, try to reboot. What did his people tell him in the beginning? قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. They said, oh Shu'aib is one of the prophets. Oh Shu'aib, we don't understand much of what you say. وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا. Yes, and we see you as weak man. It is said that he was a blind man amongst us. But look, وَلَوْلَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ. Were it not for your family, we would certainly have stoned you, and you are not powerful against us. So Allah gave him support through his family, although his family were not believers. Also our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent amongst the best tribes in Quraysh and most honored. And you know, his enemies had given him extensive enmity and hatred, and they plotted, as you know, to stop him and stop the propagation of his da'wah. One of the things that helped the Prophet ﷺ is the stance of his uncle, Abu Talib, and some of his tribe with him. Na'am. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give support to his deen through the wicked or the oppressor or a tyrant. And in the Prophet's story, are vivid examples in the prophets, and in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the case. And there is the authentic saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Inna Allaha la yansuru hada al-din bi rajul al-fajr." Allah subhanahu wa taala can give help to the deen of his to the cause of his deen by the actions of a wicked person. So this covers then the story of Lut alayhi salam, Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and his case with his people, the people of Sodom in Palestine. And these people were the first to initiate this horrible sexual relationship between men, which is known nowadays as the homosexuality or sodomy. And the infliction of the punishment was The punishment on them was real, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed these towns. So So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save this ummah from such filth, and also from the filth of shirk. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.